The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Chryst led the Badgers to the outright West Division title, and he leads the program to its fourth Big Ten football championship game. Wisconsin finished the season 7-2 in conference play and has won at least 10 games for the third consecutive season and the sixth time in 8 years. The Badgers are looking for their fourth Big Ten title in the past 7 seasons and their 15th overall. Coach, if you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Sure. You know, last night after the game was just kind of thinking about where we're at and where we're heading, and a couple things came to mind. One is obviously the appreciation I have for and respect for this conference. I mean, it's a great football conference, and you know, it doesn't just happen where you get to play in the championship game, and that's, I appreciate all the work and effort by so many, you know, here to get us to be able to play in this game and have that opportunity, and that's what's fun about it. It's one more game that get to play with this team, and it's a group that it's fun to coach and appreciate being around every day. And you know, as we just start today to really dive in and look at Penn State, you see it's a very talented team that's obviously playing at a really high level right now. And but I'm excited for this opportunity and for our players, and look forward to having a great week of preparation.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take questions from the media.
If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Paul. It's the fourth time you guys have been in the championship game in 6 years and done it with three different head coaches. I wonder what that says just kind of about the culture and the program there, that you guys are able to keep winning at this high level even with some coaching changes over the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, that's unique, I would guess. You know, I was fortunate to be part of the first one. And I think in the end, it comes down to, you know, the group of players and, you know, all that goes into having a year that you give yourself the opportunity. And I know a lot of that, you know, those players had played in multiples. And so I think they've kind of learned from the ones ahead of them. And that's one thing I've always been impressed with here at Wisconsin, from when I was coaching earlier to now, as the, you know, the willingness of seniors and juniors to pass along things that are important. And you, just because you do that doesn't mean it's going to happen, right? Each group's got to go out and do it. And kind of been under all different circumstances, right? I mean, and yet to be able to play in this game, it's a heck of an accomplishment. And you know, this year we want to do all we can in our preparation to maximize the opportunity, because we know it's going to be a heck of a team we're playing.
And another thing I want to ask you is that just being around this program for a long time and coming back to coach it, do you see this as a program that you believe can win a national title there?
I think you always, you know, have a chance, and yet none of that stuff happens. You got to take care of the steps in between, and that's what I like about this group. That's always going to be the, you know, you always want to be the best that you can be, and certainly in college football, that's the pinnacle, and yet a lot of people hope for it, and you got to do all the steps to give yourself a chance to have that chance. And so, you know, I think it's every program strives for that. And yeah, I think that it's possible at a lot of places, Wisconsin being one.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Callahan with 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Paul. James was just speaking to us about the value of the tape, you know, they've had with all the crossover opponents you two have had over the course of the season, and how it gives an easier evaluation of what they'll see when they study you, knowing the likes of Ohio State, Michigan. Do you find that same value, you know, or anticipate the same value when you go to look over Penn State's tape?
I think he's right, and there's a, you know, it gives you a frame of reference. A lot of it, as you know, depends on when you played them. You know, I think that you'd like to think that we're a different team now than we were at the beginning of the year. And heck, we got some players that played earlier that aren't playing now. And so I don't think it's – you can't just rely on that, but you can absolutely gain some points of reference, I think.
And just to follow up, what's the extent of your relationship with James Franklin? Any crossovers in your professional history or personally?
Just, you know, when I was out in Pittsburgh, you know, would run across him at a couple functions. You know, we had a clinic and out on the road recruiting a little bit. So I know him, and you know, we have the coaches meetings and enjoy the opportunity to get to talk to him, but never worked with him, and so I don't know if I know him, but I feel like I certainly know him well enough to go up and have a good conversation.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Paul. How is Alex doing? And do you think it'll be late in the week before you know if he'll be able to help you on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, he was just in the office probably about 15 minutes ago and says he's feeling good and feeling a lot better than he did yesterday. And so I think on these you truly take it day by day and see where he's at. And I know he got on the bike today and did some things, so he felt good after that. But we'll probably just really take it day by day here.
And what's the key? How have you been able to keep both quarterbacks happy, avoid any kind of controversy or seeming dissension within the team?
I think it starts with them, you know, and I think they're both wired in such a way that they have confidence in themselves, that they feel like they can help the team. And yet, you know, we've got it across the board at all positions where we've got a number of guys pitching in. And I'm trying to think really if there's been one position that we've only gone with one guy or, you know, two safeties. And we've kind of needed everyone. And we talked all along this year about, you know, for us to be as good as we can be as a team, we're going to need all hands on deck. And so I think it fits kind of what's going around them. And I think that, you know, we've tried to be really straightforward and the approach, what we're doing, we're trying to play mind games with them. And so I think that's helped. But I think in the end, it comes down to two guys that care about this team and are willing to do whatever they can for it. And sometimes that means the other guy going in, I think they've handled it well.
Thanks so much.
If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Your next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, you know, you've been around for BCS era, conference championship era, and I was just wondering, do you think that these conference championship games weigh the same as they always have with you guys in this situation now that we're in a 4-team playoff?
Well, I don't know, and I don't really spend any time thinking about that. This is a big deal for our team to get to play in this game, and that's where all the energy goes and focus. And I'm not trying to dodge your question. I just really have never spent time thinking about that.
But playing for a Big Ten championship, like, that's the ultimate goal. Isn't that the ultimate starting goal for a season for any program in the Big Ten?
Well, I think that's one of the – you can break down goals a number of different ways. You know, there's another approach to it that's you want to win your first game, and then you want to win in conference, and then you want to win enough games to earn the right to play another game. And then it's, you know, winning your side of the, you know, the West for us, and then conference championships. You know, I think you kind of – everything works towards those end goals, but you got to do a lot of stuff in between. So I think there's no doubt that winning the Big Ten is a huge, it's a big goal. It's an important goal, and it's it's one that you've got a lot of things have to happen to give yourself a chance for that.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Joe Giuliano with Philadelphia Inquirer.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, Joe.
I don't know how much of the Penn State's film you've gotten to see, but their quarterback, Trace McSorley, has had a lot of success this year throwing deep. Have you noticed that about his game, and what are your thoughts about it, and how do you stop something like that?
Yeah, you know, we're working on the last part of your question or comment. How do you defend someone? You know, it's jumped out at me just as we've gotten ready for other teams, and you see them on film and you see him on film, and he is he makes a lot of plays, and certainly, you know, pushing the ball down the field, but he looks to me like he loves playing the game, and he competes and has a great energy about him, and obviously is talented and makes plays with his arm, makes plays with his feet. You know, I liked watching him until this week, I think, when you're getting ready to play him. But he looks like a heck of a quarterback, and that's what we're doing this week, is working on looking at it and trying to figure out a way to defend him.
And if I may follow up, your secondary has, your team has 21 interceptions this season. What has been the key to your success and being so effective with the takeaways in that department?
Well, I think it's a combination of guys, you know, making plays. You know, a lot of times been on teams and where those are pass breakups, and that's still a good thing, but you know, so you're finishing that, and then I think it's, you know, can you get pressure on a quarterback to maybe move him off his spot or certainly disrupt his rhythm, and then if you can be in situations where, you know, maybe they're throwing the ball more because of the circumstances of the game. There's so many different things that go into it, but it's been a big part of, it was a big part of our game last night, yesterday afternoon, and in the games that we've won, it's, you know, those takeaways, as you know, are huge for any team, and they've been big for us. But I think it's a lot of guys. It takes a lot of guys to create a takeaway, and that's, I think, where you couldn't boil it down to one or two things. You know, we practice it just like everyone else does, I think, but guys are being opportunistic.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Potrykis with Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. How you doing?
Long time no see, yeah. You know, you mentioned several times this year that if the players don't worry about game 5 down the road, game 6 down the road, or the playoffs, it'll enhance the journey for them. 12 games in for you, what stands out? What's been the most satisfying aspect of where the team has handled this?
I think that we talked about it, and that's one thing, but I think that they're actually doing that, and that the days have been fun, you know, be it a Tuesday or a Wednesday or Monday, you know. And so I think that the most satisfying part is that I think we're doing that, and that's being in the moment as best we can, and that you're grateful for.
And then just a quick follow-up. I forgot to ask you about Steffes, you know, on that block that he tried to make on Jazz PB's run.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be okay this week to go, or what's his
I believe plan? So. You know, he could have gone in. He was out for the rest of that series, and then he got on the bike, and they said he could go. And I think we just had the two drives. We had the one, and we didn't do much on it, and then at the end of it. So he was in today, and you know, I think he was sore, but he felt all right. And to best of my knowledge, he'll be good to go.
All right, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Your next question comes from the line of Sean Keeler with Cox Media Group.
Afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Sean.
How are you? Two things. First, addressing the quarterback. thing again, and I know you probably kind of handled this back and forth for a couple of weeks, but what is it about Bart and his personality that has allowed that to kind of work? And maybe Alex and his personality to get that to fly, because a lot of upperclassmen might not react as well and help the team as much as those guys did and as Bart did, apparently, from the time he wasn't poor.
Yeah, I think it's like I just talked about. I think it's they're confident in that they can add value playing to this team, and they're unselfish enough to know that the other one can, and I think they're still competitive, you know what I mean, and they believe in themselves. But, you know, I think Alex sees Bart make some plays, and Bart sees Alex, and they get it, and everyone on our team's doing everything they can to help this team. And it takes – we have a lot of positions. A lot of guys are, you know, shuffling in and out and playing. And so I think that they don't see themselves any different than that. And I appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah. Is that unique? Or a senior that starts in a big game, gets a big win, and now it's kind of come back around again this year?
It is. I've not been around someone that's been in this situation. It's unique to me. I don't know. Haven't followed everyone else enough to know, but it's unique. And boy, do I appreciate it, how he's handled himself this year and the way he's played. I thought he was really good for us last night. And when he's played, he's done a lot of really good things.
Last thing, with that same token of senior leadership, is there a Vince Beagle story that kind of isn't out there? Is there a moment that, or a favorite thing for you? There's a legend grows larger and larger from Cranberries to Mohawks and all that, everything else.
It's all him, though. I mean, that's
it's
really
–
it's – Vince does nothing. It sounds strange or contradictory, but it's real. It's authentic. It's not for show. That's who he is. And I am really feel really lucky to be around him for 2 years. But that's Vince, and love that.
The best teams, last thing with that, so the police themselves, you hear that a lot. Is that the case with your seniors, with Vince and Bart and everybody else? It's kind of set that tone.
I think our team is that way, and they hold each other accountable. They hold themselves accountable, and certainly the seniors are a big part of it, but I think it goes deeper than that.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Rubin with Daily Collagen.
Hi, Paul. I mean,
hey,
Penn State's been a team that's been – hi, how are you?
Good.
Penn State's been a team that's been down a lot at halftime this year and come back, whereas you guys have been the other way in some big games. You led Ohio State at halftime, I think it was 10. You led LSU at halftime. What do you think has contributed to your guys' quick starts?
I think it always comes down to, each game's so different. And a lot of times it comes down to, are you able to execute? Are you able to take advantage of opportunities that present themselves? And sometimes those plays come at different points in games. So I think our coaches have done a nice job of preparing the players during the week. I think our players have done a nice job of getting ready for each game. But that just gives you a chance. And then you got to go out and play. And sometimes you're, I don't want to say feeling out an opponent, but you're trying to figure out what it is, and sometimes you get great field position and it turns into points, and therefore you're starting fast. But it's each game so unique, and that's what's kind of fun about it, is you don't know how it's going to play out, and so you have to prepare yourself for all the different things, and most importantly, you just have to keep playing the game.
If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Your next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Leo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Coach, if you had, looking at Saturday's game, if you had to pick one player on offense and defense that had to show up big for you to win this game, who would it be?
We need everyone to show up. And Ed, I'm not trying to get out of your question, but we're going to need everyone. And I think that's been part of the neat thing about this team is that we play off of and play for, and we need everyone. So I couldn't do that. We need everyone.
Coach, along the same line, especially on defense, you lose your heart and soul at defense in the LSU game. You lose your top tackler later on in the season. You're the perfect example of next man up. How has that worked for you guys?
Well, I think that, you know, guys understand that, you know, they work for their opportunity, and you don't like it when it comes necessarily from injury, but that others are counting on you. And I think all we ask them is for them to do their best. You know, we don't ask them to replace someone else. It's just step in, and I think guys are, they work, and they don't want to be the guy to let the rest of the team down. And I think that, you know, they care about this team, and they're willing to do all they can to be the best that they can. And I think that's what's, I think that's what the individuals that have done that, you know, when you talk about Ryan Connolly coming in, I think that's what Ryan's done. That's what Garrett Dooley did. You know, that's what David Edwards is doing, our tackle. I mean, I think it's just guys continuing to work to get better, and doing that before their opportunity. So when the opportunity does come, they're as prepared as they can be. It's the individuals that make it happen. It's not like we're doing anything. You know, it's each individual that makes it, and that's what's pretty neat.
Coach, last one, and thank you for your time real quick. How nice is it if you have a question to be able to walk down the hall and sit down with Barry Alvarez?
Oh, I feel fortunate to have worked with Barry, and then, like you said, you know, if you're, whether it's in fall camp and looking for some advice, or in the season, it's an unbelievable resource, and I feel very fortunate about that, to be able to work for Coach Alvarez, and the added deal, be able to ask him football questions, and you actually want to hear the answer.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.